There's an air of finality at Newman Outdoor Field in Fargo, North Dakota tonight after days, weeks, months of a predictably unpredictable baseball season. There's one thing that American Association fans now know for sure. Tonight, when this game is over, a champion will be crowned. A 132-day season will come to a close with one team achieving the ultimate prize and another forced to settle for second. It's as compelling a matchup as you could draw up for a game like this. On one side, the visiting Milwaukee Milkmen. It's not easy to shake Anthony Barone's group. They seem to thrive with their backs against the wall. Champions 2 years ago in just their second year of existence, they forced this game five in a 3-0 victory yesterday. Pitchers Christian Young, Frankie Bartow, and Rodrigo Benoit combined to throw the shutout. Today, they're starting their ace, A.J. Shugel. The former major leaguer has been brilliant in these playoffs. In fact, that might be an understatement. He's thrown 18 innings in the postseason and given up a grand total of one run. That includes six shutout frames in Milwaukee's Game 1 win of this series. A master of control, he hasn't walked a batter in about a month and a half. And with World Series champion Hector Sanchez behind the plate and former AAPB single-season home run king Keon Barnum in the cleanup spot, the Milkmen come in confident, relaxed, and ready to repeat as champions. But to do that, they need to go through the home side. The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks have waited over a decade for this moment. Last night was the first time in team history they were a win away from an American Association title. The storied club has five Northern League titles to its credit, but it has been an AAPB bridesmaid for years. This season, they were frontrunners from the start, behind a skilled pitching staff and a deep and determined starting lineup. Fargo-Moorhead earned home field advantage for this deciding game. Even without slugger John Silviano, who went down with a leg injury in Game 2 of this series, the talent level and pedigree of Chris Coast's team cannot be denied. Nobody exemplifies that more than the man they're starting tonight, Kevin McGovern. He's one of the greatest pitchers to pick up a baseball in the history of the American Association, with more strikeouts and wins than anybody else in the league history. The player and pitching coach for this Redhawks team has seen it all in his career. He was cut from his college team. He once played on a traveling club that played all its games on the road, but that was a long time ago, and now he's the veteran on this staff, and he carries the hopes of the Redhawks as they take the field with their season on the line. There's no way of knowing how this story will end. No doubt there are plenty of nerves in the stands tonight as we get ready for first pitch and the Redhawks get ready to take the field. But whatever happens, history will be made at Newman Outdoor Field. Welcome everybody inside Newman Outdoor Field on this crisp September evening. My name is Carter Woodiel. This is Game 5 of the Miles Wolf Cup Finals on AABaseball.tv.